I agree with you, the vitality is important. But I'm at a stage in my life where I've accomplished having the family already.
Yes.
And I have a wonderful relationship with my children. And I would want her to already have accomplished certain things in her life so we have parity in our lives.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for. It's not the age, it's the similarity that she has experienced certain life passages. I'm at a point where I'm retired now.
Yes.
I would want her to have the freedom to enjoy the same type of things. If she's in her 40s or 30s and she's starting to accumulate and grow and not reach that plateau, that's where the difference really is.
Yes.
Not the actual numerical age.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And that's what's important to keep being upfront about. This afternoon we're going to talk about the things to be genuine, authentic, and sincere about. And that's one of them, that what it is that you're looking for. And just, I'd recommend just letting go of the age thing because there are so many different 58-year-olds, do you know? And what you're looking for is a woman who's looking for this.
I was wondering, do men like it or appreciate it if we just let them decide when to bring those things up? We let them go first. if they want to, so we don't, you know. Because I don't tend to do that, you know, so I'm just curious.
It's so interesting, the question. Number one most attractive quality in a woman is self-confidence. Right, guys? Number two most attractive quality in a woman is authenticity. So if it's there for you to talk about and you're not talking about it, that's not good. You know, if it's not a problem for you to not talk about it, and it's fine, you're enjoying yourself and everything's great and you haven't turned into a monster and it's fine with you for him to bring it up whenever he's comfortable, then that'd be great too.
Okay.
It's not a rule. It's more about truth. Do you know, and about honoring yourself and you need what your needs are. And the word is direct. What men tell me all the time they want from women in the area of communication is be direct. I'm not a mind reader. I can't guess. I can't figure out what you mean. Just come right out with it. Right, guys?
Respectfully, I keep meeting more and more women who don't necessarily want to be married or have children. And then here's the real politically incorrect thing to say. Some women I meet who've had children admit that it was like a bad idea, which is completely, of course, not acceptable in this society to say. And these must be exceptions because you're stating basically, I guess, a generalization where all women want to get married, all women want to have children, but that's not really what you mean at all, is it? I mean, because there are obviously women
who don't
feel that way at all.
I don't mean that at all because of the word want.
Okay.
Okay.
Or is it the biological thing that's ticking and they're like, you know, I don't really want kids, but there's this biological thing going on and I better take birth control.
Exactly. I talk to women, I lead a course called Celebrating Men in Marriage. And there are women who don't want to do that course because they don't want to get married. But they're suffering because all the pressure around them to get married and what's wrong with them that they don't want to get married and their instincts are telling them they should get married. So it's really one of the ways that the whole gig is bankrupt because marriage in its historical construct has nothing to do with who women are now. And the area that you're getting into is that another way that we're out of sync is culturally. That our instincts and our culture are whew, like that. Because we've got everything. We've got women who want to stay home. They want to be homemakers and have children, and they're afraid to say so because they are traitors to the sisterhood. Do you know you're supposed to be a career woman and not need a man? You're better than being a housewife. I mean, there's so much crap. It's just incredible what you have to wade through. And it's one of the things you'll work on this afternoon is wading through all the things people say you should want and figuring out, what do you want? What are you looking for? That's the question that's going to be. What are you looking for? Are you looking for a girlfriend? Are you looking for a companion? Are you looking for a lifetime partner? Are you looking for a husband? Are you looking for a wife? Are you looking for a sexual partner? You know, when we can tell the truth, those who are just looking for a sexual partner can come right out and say, you know, I'm really looking for a sexual partner. and this is what I would give to her, and this is what I'd want in return. When we can get to that point of telling the truth, the whole thing will be transformed. But that's work to come. But this is good. You're now going to start thinking about it. I have to give you another piece, okay? So one of the ways that men and women are out of sync is that we have different relationships to the future. We have different relationships to the future.